All right, quick intro. I was going to do this episode on the Stranger Things saga and everything like that. And later in the episode, I do end up talking about that. But right now, this episode's just going to be a talking about Netflix being a sinking ship and whatnot. And I said I'm going to do an intro for it. So this is basically the intro for it. Yeah, this episode's going to be about how Netflix is a sinking ship, but I'm also putting this thought out into the universe. I tweeted it and I Instagrammed it, and I don't know if people in the Arkansas area are not comedy fans, or if they're just simply not fans of real ass podcast, or fans of the most offensive podcasts in the world. But there is a opportunity for golden tickets to Skankfest. Now, if you haven't heard, Skankfest is a big comedy festival. It's happening in Vegas this year. It's got all the best comics in the world. It's got the guys from Legions of Skanks. You got Luis J. Gomez. You got Big J. Okerson. You got future president Dave Smith. Those guys will be there. You'll have Ryan Long. You'll have A. Mark Norman, comedy. You'll have Joe List. You'll have Steve-O will be there, dude. You'll have Sam Tripoli. You'll have Kill Tony, which means Tony Hinchcliffe, Hans Kim, David Lucas, William Montgomery, Brian Redband. All of these major podcasts, if you're a fan of comedy, they're all gonna be there. And it's sold out. But we could win golden ticket. The golden ticket would mean that we get the tickets to Skankfest, which is about $200 a piece, I wanna say. And then you get the golden ticket, which is like equivalent to Six Flags' Fast Pass. So we get to act like the handicapped people and just walk past everyone in line and say, ha ha ha, we're like the people in a wheelchair. And even if we want, we could get a wheelchair. Just say that that's our thing. But I don't know if tattoo artists don't listen to the Legion of Skanks. But it's a great festival. It's the biggest comedy festival each year. It's getting bigger and bigger. And they have a competition for the best original tattoo. So that means not just a logo of, not just the Legion of Skanks logo or the Gas Digital logo or the Real Ass Podcast logo. They want a good quality tattoo. They want like the ones that Joe Rogan's always posting, where it's Joe Rogan and all the DMT entities floating around his face and whatnot. They want that type of tattoo, that penmanship, that artistry, and they want it, Legion of Skanks style. So this is the audio bat signal in this here River Valley area. If you could design a badass Legion of Skanks tattoo, Skankfest tattoo, hit me up on the gram or on Twitter. I blanked on that for a minute. Hit me up on Twitter at dumbassdaily and let's collaborate. I'm basically an open canvas to this. I got my whole leg that could be used for said tattoo. So if you're a fan of comedy, if you're a fan of comedy festivals in Las Vegas, then hit me up and let's do a badass Legion of Skanks tattoo. Let's do something where it's I don't know. I mean, if you see the ones that Rogan's posted, it's cool stuff. And you could, I don't know. pretty much free to whatever. We could get the I don't want to throw the ideas out there that I've had, because then someone else might get those tattoos. But fuck it. Gun in the butt challenge. People should get portraits. I mean, if you're a fan of Legion of Skinks, get a portrait of like a still shot from the show. Be funny. Get the scene where it's all of them sitting around and Ari switching the drinks, and get it depicted as the Last Supper. That one could win you guys the challenge. You get something where it's all of the logos on a slot machine or on a craps table. Get a mobster style mural that has the guys' faces as mobsters instead of mobsters. I mean, it's really, you can get all types of shit done. Get the Yo Kratom vampire. Just Big J as a vampire. Be pretty cool. A WWF one where maybe across someone's stomach you could get like the championship belt. And it have the logo, but it's the full on championship belt, and throughout it, different logos intricated through it. I think that's got to be for a big guy, big stomached fella to get that. Something with the scary movies in them. Their faces on the Looney Tunes. That one's pretty stupid, but it's originality that's gonna get the people the tickets. So it's do the best tattoo and you get the golden ticket. So I mean, I could spend $500-$600 on a really badass tattoo and win two tickets, or we could collaborate. The artists could collaborate and basically open canvas on my leg for portrait or some new school style thing. Maybe a new school one where you have all the racist baby, the Shingillus baby, and black baby. Get a collection of the handicap dolls. That could be a good one. These are all deep cuts, and to win these tickets, that's what's gonna have to happen. So, I mean, I could either pay for them and have the other ticket and then scalp it at the event. Just be like, oh yeah, the other one's for John Doe. And then John Doe is whoever the fuck John Doe wants to be that day. Or Jane Smith, if I want to scalp the ticket to a lady. I mean, technically, I could just give anyone a John Doe, and then they're like, "You're not John Doe," and they're like, "Who? What are you saying? I'm not a John Doe." And they just act all offended, and they're like, "I'm not a John Doe. Come on. Let me talk to the manager of this place. Let me talk to Luis J. Gomez. Tell him I'm offended and I'm triggered." It'd be pretty cool. Cause a scene at Skankfest. Just joking. If we win the tickets, we wouldn't do that. But also, we win the tickets. We don't have to see each other there. We don't have to associate at all. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. And also, you can have friends go with you on the trip. They just aren't invited to the events with you. They could hang out in Vegas and do whatever, but they just can't go to every event that you go to for those 3 days. So, anyone in the River Valley area, hit me up if you're a tattoo artist and you want to collaborate on a Legion of Skanks tattoo. And I mean, there's so many artists that, or comedians that I did not mention. Pauly Shore. I'm blanking on a lot of them, but any comedian except for like Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle, will pretty much be there. I don't think Bob Saget will make it there this year. Neither will Gilbert Gottfried, but they've been there at the last few. They got preoccupied doing a gig elsewhere, doing a gig for Heath Ledger. And yeah, anyways, this is the intro to the Netflix is sinking like the Titanic, which is an episode I thought I already released, and then I realized I did not. So here we go. Okay, this episode of the Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal, I'm going to be talking about the history of Netflix. It's not going to be the factual history. This is going to be more like just I've been stoned and now I'm going to tell you what I think of the company Netflix. They're basically at this point like the Titanic, and women and children are leaving first, and the band's still playing. The captain's going to go down with the ship. We all know the story. It goes down, and Rose couldn't move her fat ass over for Leo to ride along on the door. Take turns. You could ice bath challenge for a minute and then let him sit out and dry off for a minute. You big booty bitch. But that's neither here nor there. Netflix is gonna be kind of like the Titanic. For a while, they just kept on raising their rates and everything like that, and they now are losing people because of everyone jumping ship, no pun intended, because of, actually, it's 100% a pun intended, but everyone's jumping ship because of Netflix keep raising their prices instead of just doing the thing where they're like, hey, the household that pays for this is the only household that's able to use this. And, there are some factors to the thing of some people have it on their phone and people travel, and so that's showing up all over, but it's still that same IPO address. So it's just dumb that they haven't knocked it down to where it was like, this billing address and like the numbers or the devices associated with that billing address can use this account, but you can't have one account for five different states. Unless there's an exception and you have a household in five different states or whatever the case may be. But they're losing people, and now one of the things that I think is the reason why Netflix will continue losing people is they've kind of killed the mo or they've absolutely killed the model of TV, and there's no hype up around shows and everything like that anymore. Now, as soon as a season comes out, you got some jackass that watches it as soon as it comes out, or 100,000 jackasses watching a show as soon as it comes out, such as Stranger Things. Well, then what happens to normal folk who haven't watched it yet is as soon as they log on to their social media accounts in the morning or whenever they get onto it, they're then seeing all these different spoilers and everything like that of the show. So they've kind of, in a way, they created it where they were giving us the smack, but then kept giving us the smack instead of just like switching over to be like, oh yeah, you owe us for this one now. You gotta wait a week to get this one now. They just basically let you get all endorphined up for 12 hours of binging, and then you're wanting more for a year. And hold on, I have to drain the main vein. Okay, main vein is drained. But the idea of TV has always been the word of mouth thing, where you would be like, hey there, Ted, you say that show there last night on television? And they're like, oh, no. Eventually we got DVRs, and it became a thing where two people were discussing what they were watching and then having to wait a week. And If you don't binge the entire series in the day when it comes out, the chances are that whenever you get onto social media, you're going to get flooded with a Stone Telephone version of spoilers, or you're going to end up like around the water cooler whenever people are gathering, and like how they used to talk about shows. Did you see the new episode of Game of Thrones? You got to wait a week and build up that anticipation. Whenever you're giving all of it at one time, the anticipation's there only for a month though. And then all of a sudden it comes back on and you're like, oh fuck, I forgot about that show. Let me watch it again. Netflix's first streaming show was with alleged boy groomer, House of Cards. That show was the first one that people were able to just binge watch, I believe. I think that they just uploaded like the whole season and it changed the way that people consumed the content, and then also how the people talked about the content. They weren't just talking about a single episode, they were talking about a whole series. And then people would be like, "Well, I've only watched two episodes," and they're like, "Oh, okay, I won't have to say anything." But then by the time Dickhead finishes the rest of the season, the other guy's like, "Oh yeah, I've since then watched other shit. Like I've started. They now have Breaking Bad on there, so now I'm binging that." No, binging took out. It was good at the time, whenever there was good content coming out. Whenever they first allowed the binging, they released Breaking Bad onto Netflix. I remember whenever they had every season of South Park, and I knocked out quite a bit of it before moving and stuff like that. And then they took it off, but they had all these different shows on there that you were able to just binge, which was really cool. The problem is that they were doing it with their own content instead of making you wait a week. They would get you hooked and then let you just keep on shooting it up. They wouldn't let you get hooked and then like go through the withdrawals and then like really, really have the itch and then it come back out. So they kind of, in a sense, shot themselves in the foot, and they've realized it because of the amount of streamers that have dropped off of there, and or subscriptions that have dropped off. People aren't streaming on Netflix, I know that, but the amount of people that have dropped off, now they're changing up their model to where they're split seasoning shows, which makes sense because you're either going to get people to sign up for a month of a free trial whenever the new Stranger Things comes out, and then they're going to let that month lapse. Or everyone, because everyone's got their own little burner account, second phones, trolling accounts. Everyone's got the multiple podcasts, so everyone's got multiple email addresses, so you could just keep on signing up. They're tracking your data. They could have been tracking your IPO address the whole fucking time, but they're a little bit dumb. But now they're doing the release of, like they did it with Ozark, where they released the first part of the final season, and then it went off for about a month and a half. And then they came out with the second part of the season. And now they're kind of staggering out their shows because the second season went off and it was off for about a month. And then the first part of the new season of Stranger Things came out. And then that show was the first one that had got me started into like binging. I believe that's one of the first ones where I just binged right away. Because before that, I didn't give a shit about House of Cards, and I was watching shit on TV at the time, or if I really liked a season. I mean, I can't say it was the first thing on Netflix I binged, because if I really liked a show, I was one of those weirdos that would just buy the box set of that show and then watch it all. Like I have the whole box set of Sons of Anarchy because it came out on TV, and because I'm a weird piece of shit, whenever I like something, I'll rewatch it. So I have all the collection of Sons of Anarchy, have all the collection of Dexter, have all the collection of House, have most of the collection of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And then you feel like a real dickhead because you have the whole collection. You don't even have a DVD player. Xbox doesn't make an Xbox that has a disc reader in it anymore. So you have the whole collection just there, but the streaming services put them up or whatever, so you're able to watch them on that. Or you just end up buying it on Apple or through Prime. I own all of Game of Thrones, but it's not on DVD because who the fuck was watching DVD at the time of Game of Thrones? But how they're doing Stranger Things. Say, I was going to do an episode just going into Stranger Things because anyone who's watched it by now, like if I've finished it, I'm pretty sure like you've already done it. I get onto social media and it was just full. The first day that it came out, it was a constant update of, oh, I'm on this episode, I'm on this episode, I'm on this episode. And it's just like, go fuck yourselves, guys. Twitter's the new watering hole, and that's where everyone's sharing all their thoughts on the social medias. But how they're doing the split seasons is a better way to retain their viewers. They can't just go ahead and say that we're gonna do an episode a week because that hasn't been their model. Their model's been like, we're gonna do away with that. But now it's coming to kick them in the ass to where people aren't getting that rush because they'll just watch it in 2 days and be done. I still kind of will watch stuff in because I have a life and I have other shit I'm trying to do and taking care of the kids and everything like that. I won't sit there and just binge the entire series in one sitting because I don't know, I'm not a loser. But it took me about 4 days to watch Stranger Things. We spread it out where it was two episodes one day and then three episodes the next day and then two more the next day. And that's just because I was off work and currently not working on a project around the house. So that was that one. But their streaming model is what's going to end up killing them. They're releasing a shitload of content, but none of it is talkable worthy. And then everyone's algorithm's so different that some people aren't even being suggested some stuff that other people are being suggested. And meanwhile, Disney's just got everyone by the cojones because all they have to do is keep on releasing superhero stuff. I'm not gonna lie, I used to give a shit about the Marvel Universe, and then I feel like Endgame happened, and that should have been the end of the game. Now it's like, how much further can we take this shit? And I get it, you got to keep on bringing in superheroes and everything like that, but you don't have to keep on making it the same. I mean, it's the Disney, so Disney's gonna do what Disney does. It's gonna do, if it's a Disney animation, it's gonna be a princess movie. If it's a Pixar movie, it's going to be some talking toys or a talking car. If it's a superhero movie, we could use the same model of that we used on Black Panther that was really good and really original, and switch it up and use that same model on was it Shang-Chi or whatever that one was. The ratio went from African American or black, predominantly skin-toned characters, and the one white guy, and then you go to Shang-Chi, and it is all Asian people and one white guy. So I mean, you could just take that model and do it with each one, and they'll be fine. They'll just keep on. My thing with Marvel is the movies are still fine. Spider-Man was good. I get it. That's Sony. Doctor Strange, I've heard, is really good. Now, that's a way to bring in all the different X-Men and Fantastic Four and all the shit that they've purchased. But they don't have to mention Avengers in every single fucking movie. They don't have to, like, switch your model up a little bit. I know it works and that's what makes the money, but also originality, creativity goes a long way in the whole being a multi-universe billion-dollar production company. I mean, Disney's just, they're killing it. And it's funny because if you could write a song that's like Disney friendly and popish enough and everything, and Disney buys that song from the artist to put it on, or you write an original song for their motion pictures or anything, the way that they license those songs is they have a separate record company that is considered an independent music artist. So, like Encanto, the song for that was the number one on the independent chart. I'm pretty sure that the song from Encanto, even if it was written by an original artist or like an indie artist or whatever, it's only getting the viewers because of the platform on which it's on or the movie that it's on. I mean, at that point, I'm pretty sure you're not a independent artist. You're a collaboration with the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So it's just some weird logistics and shit. But yeah, that's where we're at on this. Is I was gonna talk about Stranger Things, and then I realized that I've just gotten into a 15-minute and 41-second rant about nonsense of Netflix and everything. So I was gonna call this one like a Stranger Things spoiler alert or predictions. We're only at 15 minutes. I still got at least 10 that I would like to do. So maybe I'll just end up doing the later part of this episode on the predictions that I would have of Stranger Things. It was a good season, so let me go and touch back up on my notes because I'm all over the place, playing stone telephone here. But that's what my thoughts is of Netflix, is that it's basically the Titanic sinking at this point. It might sink all the way down and then morph into a submarine and resubmerge back up, but it's gonna have to come up with some better type content. HBO's got the prequel to Game of Thrones coming out. HBO, much like Hulu and Amazon, are still only releasing stuff once a week. The Boys just started up, and they're doing one episode every Friday. It builds the anticipation up, or it makes people wait 7 weeks until the series is done, and then they binge the whole thing. But at that point, anyone who's I don't know, but it's still like binging the whole thing instead of waiting week to week. But then you're still waiting a year just about for the next one to come out. So I don't know. It would be people would stay on Netflix if they were actually making good original shit. I can't think of the last ones besides Ozark or Stranger Things that really made an impact or people really gave a shit about. I might be wrong, let me know. But like I said, I'll be back and then I will discuss. I'll just discuss all four seasons of Stranger Things. Why not? Why not? Why not?